It's been a stressful time on the Central and South Coast as we face concerns like trying to stay healthy and worrying about money. But parents of kids face an extra issue, the mental health of their kids.
The fear of not being able to learn, to do well, to know if you're doing it the right way, to get all your assignments done, to feel like you're prepared enough for the next year when it does start. Very stressful. And then just the lack of social connections that kids have from school.
Suzanne Grimacy is a therapist who's also the Chief Quality Care and Strategy Officer for Santa Barbara County's Department of Behavioral Health. Grimacy talks about things we should watch for with our kids.
Checking in to see, are they connecting with social networks? Now, it looks different now, but it still should be happening. Do they have friends or groups that they're Zooming with, that they're having movie time with, study groups, whatever it is, but making sure that they still have that. Another check-in is to ask a child how they're doing with their scheduling. Have they made a schedule? Do they have a structure to their day? For kids at school, they know exactly what they're supposed to do when. It makes life predictable.
The mental health expert says we need to make a point of talking to our kids about coronavirus. Part of it is to make sure they realize what's involved in staying safe.
Of course, it depends a little bit by the age of the child, but it's an important thing to talk about. It doesn't have to be talked about chronically, and it doesn't have to be talked about in big doses, but it's important to be talked about.
While younger people may be at lower risk for becoming seriously ill from the virus, they need to understand that they can spread it. They could be the ones who make their grandparents sick.
We're seeing things visually reopen, and they're changing and reopening very quickly, and that's a good thing. But something important to remember is that if people do catch the virus, it takes about 14 days. Before they become ill. There's still a lot that we don't know. We're reopening as best we can for a lot of reasons, including people's mental health, but we're not going to know what the impact of this is for another couple weeks. And so how very important it is that we still remember all the things we know to keep us safe.
Grimacy says most kids will bounce back as things normalize, but she says being stuck at home has exposed some youngsters to unhealthy and even dangerous environments.
There are going to be some kids that are going to need extra mental health support. So some kids are at home right now in abusive situations, witnessing domestic abuse, and those types of things, and can't get away from it or get out of it. So there's going to be some kids that when they do come out, it's not just the staying at home and online learning. There's a lot other stuff that's gone with that.
The Santa Barbara County Health Official says assistance is out there and available.
The community wellness team came together after the Thomas Fire and the debris flow, and they're still together stronger than ever. It's an amazing group of over 13 organizations, therapists, and local organizations that help. So we have a website. It's sbccwt.org.
And Grimacy notes that some good things have come out of the situation. It's led to many families connecting or reconnecting in new ways.
It has its pros and cons. For any child, I think they might say that it's getting on their nerves to be around their family. But on the positive end, families, I'm seeing them out more than ever before as a family unit, riding bikes, taking walks, creating fun dinner same nights, or whatever it is that they do. We are seeing that more. And parents are being forced to slow down in their work schedules.
You can find links to some mental health services in our region on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.